Harper Audio presents The Giraffe and the Pele and Me by Roald Dahl. Read by Richard E. Grant. Not far from where I live, there is a queer old empty wooden house standing all by itself on the side of the road. I long to explore inside it, but the door is always locked, and when I peer through the window, all I can see is darkness and dust. I know the ground floor used once to be a shop, because I can still read the faded lettering across the front which says, The Grubber. My mother has told me that in our part of the country, in the olden days, a grubber was another name for a sweet shop, and now, every time I look at it, I think to myself, what a lovely old sweet shop it must have been. On the shop window itself, someone has painted in white the words, For Sale. One morning, I noticed that For Sale had been scraped off the shop window, and in its place somebody had painted Sold. I stood there staring at the new writing, and wishing like mad that it had been me who had bought it, because then I would have been able to make it into a grubber all over again. I've always longed and longed to own a sweet shop. The sweet shop of my dreams would be loaded from top to bottom with sherbet suckers and caramel fudge and Russian toffee and sugar snorters and butter gumballs and thousands of other glorious things like that. Oh, boy, what I couldn't have done with that old grubber shop if it had been mine. On my next visit to the grubber, I was standing across the road gazing at the wonderful old building when suddenly an enormous bathtub came sailing out through one of the second-floor windows and crashed right onto the middle of the road.